Week one after Microsoft Ignite, after the intro. Welcome to another episode of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup, where we cover this week's news from Microsoft's roadmap, and also sometimes the cool stuff from the Message Center. Almost every year, the week after Microsoft Ignite is a more quiet one. This also shows on the roadmap, as we only get 17 new items in development and only 68 items with updates. Still, more than enough to get an episode going, but not too crazy as we experience most of the time. This week, there was cool news on the Message Center, so we're starting with Planner Due Date Email Design Update. As most of you know, Microsoft Planner sends out a daily due date email to users who have tasks that are assigned to them and are either overdue, due today, or due in the next 7 days. Microsoft is releasing a few changes to the email template in early November to improve the visual design and make the task deep links more relevant to the user. I love that. As many of you know, I'm an IT guy, but a design and creative guy at heart. Now, change the old logo in the Message Center to the new one, and we made a clear step forward. Thank you. Next up, on to the 68 updated features, one that is now launched and will help us structure our users' requests. Microsoft Teams user request configuration to external systems. With this new update available worldwide, we can customize the instructions users receive when they request apps and configure the external systems where requests should be placed. So, kind of a URL redirect. In my opinion, great to point users to your ticket system. Another very small but maybe impactful launch feature. SharePoint Admin Center updates for site creation settings. We now have more control over whether users can create sites in your organization. When configuring the site creation settings, you're presented with a new option that enables you to control the creation of sites apart from providing your users the option to create sites. The new option appears in the Site Creation Settings panel within the SharePoint Admin Center. By default, this new option is on. I recommend you check them out, it takes only 2 minutes anyway. New on the roadmap and coming soon, Microsoft Viva Stories. Stories allow people and leaders to share updates, experiences, vision, and perspective on your storyline using short videos or photos. Stories are a new way to express yourself and to reach and engage people in your organization across Viva Engage, Teams, Outlook, and Yammer. The general availability is planned for January, but in November, the public preview will give you the chance to become an influencer at work. If you have used Instagram, you know what to expect. I do think for quite some companies, this has a great opportunity to build on the current culture, to deepen the relationship between each other and learn from people, especially when not everybody is working at the same place. Finishing this week with a needed update, Microsoft 365, the new look of web apps. Excel, PowerPoint, and Word web app will receive a refreshed look that provides a simpler, more coherent experience that lets us focus more easily on our work. Let's face it, how many people like web apps if we were to do a survey in our companies? 10? Maybe 20%? Therefore, a new look doesn't fix all the issues, but at least it gives us a chance for a new round of marketing opportunities within our company. I like that a lot. And with that, thank you for checking out the latest Microsoft Roadmap Roundup episode. Next week, I might need to take off, but I'll let you know before. I wish you a wonderful day, and as always, don't be afraid.